Good morning, friends, and welcome to the Up and Running Morning Show. I'm Rick, your host, and joining us live in the studio on this fine pie day is our friend, neighbor, musician, Miles Mancuso. Hi, Miles.
Hey, how are you doing, Rick?
Thanks for having me. Great. It's a pleasure to have you here.
Thank you, man.
It's been a little while since I've seen you.
Yeah.
I probably heard you play and you didn't know I was there, but that's another story. And well, I got to tell you, since I first heard you play till now, your music and you as an individual has matured.
Thank you. The music
that you are putting out is genuinely affectionate. It's great.
Thank you so much.
Yeah, I really appreciate what you're doing. And
thank you.
Like I said, I checked you out. Your guitar playing is slamming.
Thank you, man.
It really is. So welcome
to
the studios of 98.1 KZE. The first time, and I'll tell the story because I always find it funny, but the first time I heard and saw you play, you were 10 years old, and you opened up for me at, it was forgot what it's called now. It's a Mexican restaurant. It used to be up on a hill in Kingston. The Sky Top.
Oh, yeah, yeah,
what
yeah.
It used to be.
Mm-hmm.
And, well, we were giving away, I was working at a different radio station. We were giving away plane tickets and a flight to Las Vegas and tickets for the Vegas Festival.
Okay.
So we decided to play, and I was Fat Elvis. For the event.
Yes. Okay. I vaguely remember this.
I think you were 10.
So, right. Probably.
And you opened up for us. So you went on. We had to, you know, fill the crowd with people waiting to win. You had to be there to win. So it was a packed room. And you played. Your dad was on drums.
Right. Yeah.
And you killed it. We're like,
thanks,
look
man.
At this little guy. And, you know, no disrespect.
No,
but
no.
It was true. We're
thanks,
like,
man.
Wow, he's as tall as my waist and he's killing it.
Thanks,
we got to do some fake Elvis covers for you. So, you know, we went on and I just remember like it was our time to shine and you were still on stage with your guitar and I came up from the back where the distillery tanks were.
Right.
We got dressed in there and I put on a jumpsuit, had red scarves, handing them out. And well, I came up and you were there with your guitar and it was like, all right, kid, take a powder. He looked at me like I had three heads and then walked off with your dad. And then the fun began and we continued on with That's All Right Mama, Suspicious Minds, and Honka Honka Burning Love, which we worked so hard on for those three songs. And then we threw our scarves out and that was it. And we gave away the plane ride. But seeing you play that day was like, oh my God, this kid is going to be something when he gets older. And
thank you
for getting to where you are.
Thank
because you fulfilled my prophecy.
Thanks, man.
Yeah, cool stuff. And well, like I said, your guitar playing since then, of course, has matured and your song writing and song playing. Do you find a joy in writing?
Yeah, I feel I used to get stressed out about writing because I would always be so critical of myself. But more recently, I've found more of a solace in it and found it to be, you know,
you're less as harsh as a critic.
Cathartic. No, I'm still as harsh as of a critic, but I feel it to be more cathartic during these, you know, trying times that we're living through.
Yeah, well, it is a great release and a great expression of yourself. And when you get something that someone else can connect with,
right,
there's that cool unknown brotherhood that crosses, and that's a cool thing. So
is,
keep up the good work.
Thank you,
what do you got in store for the people at the Lemon Squeeze? Tonight's the night. What time are you starting?
We start at 8 p.m. And we're going to be doing a bunch of songs, pretty much the whole album that I released,
cool.
The Nashville Sessions. All of those songs, a bunch of cool covers.
When you go to cover songs, where do you lead to? Blues, rock?
They're kind of all over the place. Like, we're doing some Steely Dan stuff. We're doing some Freddie King stuff. Mm. We're doing, you know, some Stevie Wonder stuff. We're doing some Jimi Hendrix stuff. Cool. Bob Marley stuff. Just kind of all over the place, yeah.
That sounds awesome. And that peppers your own music with familiar songs that people can, well, relate to in right. a way. And that makes your music a little bit easier to digest with all that.
Yeah, that's what I've usually found. People have a hard time just doing straight original shows because there's and I have the same problem when mm-hmm. I go out to see people. You know, it's like it's nice to, you know, have some of the other stuff.
It's true. And even when you see your quote favorite bands unquote and they break out new stuff, it's great and you love it, but you want to hear the stuff that you kind of are familiar with.
Right. Yeah.
And well, you're hanging out with us today on Pi Day with a guitar, which has a round hole in the middle. So welcome to Pi Day. You want to play anything?
Sure. Yeah.
That would be great.
Song called Little Things. It's off the Nashville Sessions album.
And how long ago did you write this?
Probably 2023. So what is that? 2 years ago. Yeah. Now.
All right. Little Things. Miles Mancuso live on 98.1 KZE.
Sometimes I try to fly, but my feet don't leave the ground. I'm nice and high, try not to cry, just to keep on going round. But I know when I hear that lovely sound, this music knows, just a ghost. Summertime has just arrived out by the bay. All the work, this lonely town, is another day. But I know the good times can't stay away for too long. Gotta be strong and just find a way to enjoy the little things. This little town ain't gonna do me in, but the sun's still shining on the skin. Sunrise, sunset, some this lonely town. Another day, another dime, just to stick around. Something that I've done, you know, I ain't proud. But the road is long, gotta be strong. I can't always be the king. My song, I hit it out on an endless road. But I know when I pull into wherever I go, with my own crown from this old town, I'm just gonna find a way to enjoy the little things. This big town ain't gonna do me in, but the sun's still shining.
Miles Mancuso, live, 98.1 KZE. That was great.
Thank you, Bill.
Yeah. Tonight, Lemon Squeeze, starting at 8 o'clock. Who's playing with you?
Steve Candlin on drums and Pat Perkson on bass. They're both Saratoga
oh, wow.
natives, and they're friends of mine that I just met recently. Steve used to be on tour with Felix Cavallari. Mm.
Did you meet them in Saratoga?
No, I met them at the Colony.
Huh.
They were at a gig.
Another
gig.
I'm cool.
That I was doing for someone else, and they were the rhythm section. And
oh wow.
Yeah, they were awesome. So
cool. And you said, hey, you guys want to play?
Take that 2-hour drive down downstate and see what happens.
Well, that's cool. Then that probably gets you some dates in Saratoga.
Right. Yeah. Yeah. I haven't looked into that yet, but maybe I should.
Well, it's 2025, Miles. What do you have coming up this year?
Releasing an album called Hudson Valley Sessions, which is a kind of a production album that I'm working on. That's more of a I like every song is going to have a member of the community that I really love.
Oh, that's so cool.
So
like other musicians that you invite to play or jugglers?
Yeah. Jugglers, if they can sing, I'll put them on there. But yeah, and some people will be singing. I mean, I'll write all the songs, cool. but it'll be.
So you're working on that right now?
Yes, I'm in the process. Wow. I have two people that are solidified. Ken Jeffrey from Nile Rodgers.
Oh, yeah. Wow.
Sheik, excellent sax player. And then Nick Casarino.
Wow.
A good friend of mine who fronts the Nth Power band.
Sweet.
And then...
Well, that sounds like a great, fun, challenging project.
Yes, it's a lot of work, and it will be fun. And then I have another country album that I'm working on that will have some members of the Nashville scene that are good friends of mine, too. So between those two things, I'm...
So you set out to write and make a country album?
Yeah.
Cool. Because it's interesting. I know a lot of folks who just make music and then other people pigeonhole them.
Right.
But you are making a country album.
I'm pigeonholing myself.
That's cool. Before I get to say, no, that's Americana, dude. But that's great. And we wish you nothing but the best. You want to leave us off with another tune? Don't miss Miles Mancuso. A trio tonight at the Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. The show starts at 8 o'clock. LemonSqueezeNewPaltz.com. Tickets and further information. Miles, before you play, tell the folks how they can get in touch with you somehow online. What's the best way?
Through Instagram at Miles Mancuso Music or through my website at MilesMancuso.com.
Okay. Well, we appreciate that. All the best to you. Knock 'em dead tonight at the Lemon Squeeze, and we'll catch up with you soon. What are you going to play for the folks?
I'll do a cover to rope people in this time.
All and right.
It's one of my favorite Steely Dan tunes.
Cool.
Any Major Dude.
Never seen you looking so bad, my fucking one. Tell me that's a super fine mind is coming down. Well, it made you do with heavy heart, so let me tell you, my friend. Well, in the modern world, breaks apart, falls together again. When the demon is at your door, in the morning, it won't be there no more. Made you do, tell you. Have you ever seen a squonk's tears with a look of mine? People on the street have all seen better times. And it made you do with half a heart, so let me tell you, my friend. Out of world, brace apart, falls together again. Cause when the demons are at your door, in the morning won't be there no more. And it made you do, I tell you. And it made you do, I tell you. try to run, but you can't hide from what's inside of you. Well, Lily made you do it half a heart, so it would take you, my friend. In the modern world, it breaks apart, falls together again. That's when the demons are at your door. In the morning, it won't be there no more. And a major dude will tell you. And a major dude will tell you.
That was great. Miles Mancuso live, 98.1 KZE. Thanks a lot for being here, Miles.
Thank you so much, Rick.
It's a real pleasure. And tonight, Lemon Squeeze in New Paltz. Check out Miles. Google him. You'll find him on the internets. And check out and support live music. And go out to Lemon Squeeze tonight. You'll be having a good time. Thanks a lot, Miles. All the best.
Thank you.
This is the Up and Running Morning Show on 98.1 KZE. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Clayton with Van Cleek's Tire.